Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight on Care Radio, and tonight we continue on with Jefferson County North. Pleased to be joined now by the girls' head coach. That is Steve Knoll. It's brought to you by the JCN Booster Group, KT Shortstop, Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker, Winchester Meats, FW Huston Medical Center as well. Coach, the playoffs are here. First round game coming up on Thursday night this week against Care Paravel. We'll talk about that in a moment, but you know, you bring back a good chunk of players who played a lot for you last year, certainly some good expectations going into 25 and 26. You go into the playoffs, you finish as the 7 seed in the sub-state, 14 wins, 6-4 in league play. How do you assess this 25-26 season and how things just shaked out overall?
You know, really, you know, pleased with the way the season's kind of ended up. You know, we started out 1-4, had a really tough December, and since then we're 13-5. Probably the highlight of that stretch down the road there was we knocked off Horton up at Horton, and we've had moments where we've looked like a really good team, and we're, you know, we have two seniors, but we're still fairly young otherwise. So, you know, just going from 7 wins a year ago to 14 during the regular season this year, and then still having a chance yet for things to keep going here in the postseason, I kind of really am pleased with what we've done up to this point this year.
Yeah, how about those two seniors? Obviously, the last ride for them here as we start the postseason this week, kind of the tip of the cap to the two seniors on the roster.
Oh, definitely. You know, Riley Thompson and Michael Lee, they've been with me since I went down and started coaching at the middle school while I was still doing the high school when they were eighth graders. So they've had me from eighth grade on up here. And, you know, I can't say enough about them. They've been great leaders for us, and they do anything we need. You know, if we need them to, you know, be strong on defense for us, they'll do that. If we need them to, you know, just lead the way on anything, they'll do that for us. So they've been great to have, and we'll, you know, hopefully we've got a few more games with them yet this year, but they will definitely be missed next year.
Are you a fan of how this has shaked out? I mean, you're going to see Care Paravel. You literally just saw them a week ago, in which you won on the road 35-30. You had a game sandwiched in between there with Atchison County, in which you won to close out the regular season. You guys have won 4 straight going into this matchup with Care Paravel. How are we feeling with the team, not in the league, but yet one that you have seen in the last week?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those situations. I really don't like playing teams over and over. But when you look at all of our choices, not choices, but who we could have possibly ended up with, we're either going to see a league school we've seen a couple times, you know, if we ended up a seed lower, or, you know, a number of different scenarios, we're going to see somebody we've already played. So in this case, seeing somebody we played just a week ago and that we don't see very often, I think is probably the best matchup for us right now. It was a close game a week ago. You know, we've had moments where we look really good, moments where we kind of maybe don't look as well. And last week down there, I hope there were a number of factors that kind of contributed to it. One of them, we didn't have school, you know, the day before and the day of the game. It never seems like we never play as well when we don't have school. And then going down there, just a different place to play. Their gym's pretty small, and they're a good team. And it was, we just couldn't get into a rhythm. And it seemed like, you know, that with the gym being small was just taking us out of our things we wanted to do a little bit with, you know, the way they played defense. So hopefully getting them on our court with the day that we have school, you know, back into things. You know, we played well enough to win. You know, they had chances. They took the lead in the fourth quarter on us last time, and we could have just rolled over. And I think maybe earlier in the year we might have done that, but this time we kind of fought back and took the lead, then hit some key free throws down the stretch to open it up. So, you know, again, don't like playing a team you just played, but in this case, you know, I think we'll be ready for them when they come. You know, we kind of know what to expect from them this time, where we didn't know that the first time around, although they know the same as well with us.
Yeah, and you're going to get them at home. Obviously, a big key factor there. That is Steve Knoll joining us, Jefferson County North girls basketball coach. It's been a fun ride. 4 consecutive wins going into the playoffs, a 14-9 campaign, 6-4 in the league. And the postseason in Class 2A starts Thursday night. JCN at home in a first-round game against Care Paravel. Coach, can't thank you enough. All season long, man. It's been a great ride. Enjoy the postseason, and we'll talk to you here soon. Thanks again.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. Hopefully we can keep it going for a while.